Murder charges have been filed against a former Michigan State Police trooper who shot his taser at a 15-year-old boy as the teen was fleeing from police on an ATV. That vehicle crashed into a parked truck and killed Damon Grimes. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy has charged former trooper Mark Bessner with one count of second-degree murder and two counts of involuntary manslaughter. We should note that second-degree murder charge carries a maximum sentence of life. Here with us now is Willie Bell. He's a member of the Detroit Board of Police Commissioners. He retired as a lieutenant from the Detroit Police Department after 32 years of service. Commissioner Bell, given that police officers are so rarely charged with murder, were you surprised by this charge?
I'm not surprised due to our prosecutor, Ken Worthy, has been very thorough and addressed issues like this in the past. Look back on Malice Green case with the two officers that were charged. But it's very significant to Detroiters because you look across this country, and even in Michigan, it's rather unusual to charge a police officer with murder in the line of duty. I support the decision that was made by the prosecutor, which is in conjunction with the spokesman for the Michigan State Police, advocating they were supportive of this decision by the prosecutor Worthy in terms of this particular matter. Due to the circumstance, I think it warrants that type of charge.
Why so?
This was a matter of a civil infraction. The person was on a AV vehicle and officers were in a scout car and they violated basic common sense and the procedure for any officer in Michigan that I'm aware of. You do not taser someone who's driving a vehicle. That is totally improper, and that led to a fatality, the person dying. Therefore, it merits that type of a charge with a thorough investigation by all concerned parties. And the bottom line is the prosecutor finally made the decision to charge.
From August 26, when Damon Grimes was killed, until now, what were people in the community saying to you about their feelings over what happened?
There have been so many discussion by individuals in the community meeting, not just in terms of my District 4, but citywide. People were very concerned about the nature of this type of activity, and they really have voiced their opinion. They were waiting on this person to be charged from day one because they look at it in terms of this wasn't totally improper. This is totally out of order. This is not acceptable for a conduct of an officer with Michigan State Police or any officer engaging in that type of behavior with a person on that type of vehicle.
How significant is it that this charge of second-degree murder has been brought against former Trooper Bessner?
I think it's very significant because it's rather unique. I think that we can appreciate it, the nature of the incident and respect for the charge. And by all means, this person will get due process in the criminal justice system as we go forward. But I'm pleased with that type of charge. I felt as though that was totally improper, not necessary. This matter could have been totally handled in a different manner. And these two officers, one only being charged. But I agree, that type of scrutiny, I know as a former police officer, I would definitely have to intervene, if all possible, in terms of what was happening with my partner. And that's something that we are concerned about officers working together and not trying to address the issue with their partners in terms of patrol and interaction with the public.
What sort of image has the Michigan State Police had in Detroit in the past, at least among the communities and the people that you're connected with?
I think they had a good reputation overall. Michigan State Police present a certain image in terms of their uniform and how they conduct themselves with the public, but that has somewhat declined in the last couple of years or so that I have witnessed have so many complaints because I guess they are engaging more traffic stop and people feel as though that is not their role, that is not their responsibility, and the lack of recruitment of African Americans for the Michigan State Police, all of that's been high profile. And that image has changed, and I think that the spokesperson for the Michigan State Police recognized that and spoke to that issue, that this is a major setback for them.
What do you think could help that going forward? What could help the healing?
I think they have to be progressive in terms of their approach of dealing with Detroiters, come out more in terms of community activity, and speak to this issue. But I think the spokesperson did an excellent job of responding, and I think that reflects a change of attitude because it did not help in Detroit for the matter that Michigan State Police Director place on Facebook. There's been a great deal of discussion that she's not sensitive to the community, and they call for her to be fired. That come a broad base, and that did not help the image at all. So as we go forward, I think they have to be more pro-Detroit in terms of the issue. People want public safety. They want law enforcement, but they want fair and constitutional policing in the city of Detroit. And that's regardless whether the Michigan State Police or Wayne County Sheriff or DPD. They want a fair, impartial, constitutional policing in Detroit.
Willie Bell is a 32-year veteran of the DPD, Detroit Police Department, and he is now a member of the Detroit Board of Police Commissioners. Commissioner Bell, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.